Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, look, I figured that this would be a regular Thursday. I would wake up, take the dog for a nice little walk, take my pill because I'm apparently battling acid reflux. I would have a cup of coffee. I would be able to relax at home, do some show prep, come up with some things during the All-Star break because, I mean, let's be honest, there isn't a whole lot going on. I figured I would need to do, you know, some extra homework and get a little creative with the topics I wanted to do on this fine, fine program, the Bogey and Wojo Show. You're stuck with Kyle Bogey, of course, for the next 4 hours. And we do have Pistons Weekly coming up at 8 o'clock as well. General Manager Jeff Bauer will join the program. And my day shifted very, very quickly. And I realize there's a lot of Tigers fans out there that are apathetic. A lot of Tigers fans that have gotten to the point where you don't care. Or you're so frustrated that you're essentially putting this team and this organization out of sight and out of mind. But today's trade triggered something in me, okay? It brought out, you know, the Bogey that has been a Tigers fan his entire life, has followed this team for an extended amount of time and thoroughly and emotionally invested in this group, okay? And I am all in on the Tigers selling. I'm all in on the rebuild. I'm all in on the Tigers maximizing the amount of value you can get out of any of your veteran players, even some of your young players. And that's why this trade that we saw go down earlier today, as you heard in the update, bothered me so much. The Cubs, of course, desperate. And I understand what you're saying. Okay, the Cubs coming off a year in which they won the World Series, first one in like 3,000 years. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get my point. They're two games under the 500 mark. They're 5.5 back of the Brewers in the NL Central. They have some work to do if the Cubbies are to potentially defend their World Series crown, right? This was the perfect situation for the Detroit Tigers. You saw reports last week that Cubbies were apparently inquiring about Justin Verlander and Alex Avila. You even saw the report that said, well, they've kind of soured on Justin Verlander. They've backed off of that. Now they're interested in Michael Fulmer and Daniel Norris. And you know what the Tigers did? Absolutely nothing. Al Avila sat in his office out at Comerica Park, or maybe he was on a beach somewhere during the All-Star break, sat on his hands eating a Coney pizza, and decided to do nothing. The Cubs were so desperate to get a starting pitcher, think about this, that they ended up sending a guy across town to the Chicago White Sox. Think about if any of these prospects end up panning out. And no, I'm not going to sit here and break down the four prospects that the White Sox ended up acquiring from the Cubs. But if any of them end up panning out and becoming stars in Chicago, and this Cubs team doesn't win the World Series this year, think about all the chirping that's going to go on. Theo Epstein is exposing himself a little bit. And I know that sounds a little weird, but he is. Theo Epstein's taking a major chance here in sending guys right over to the White Sox. Because, again, if those guys become stars, you're going to hear about it every day. There's going to be sports talk radio. There's going to be columns. There's going to be articles written about how the Cubs gave the White Sox these amazing, game-changing type of talents. That is the type of desperate team that the Tigers needed to do business with. They sent a starting pitcher across town. They could end up very much regretting that decision. And this was the opportunity for the Tigers to ship Justin Verlander out of town, to even ship a Michael Fulmer out of town, because guys, I know you don't want to get rid of Fulmer. I get it. Young guy, cheap, under contract and control for a long period of time. At the same time, Michael Fulmer could have gotten you more. Justin Verlander, if this team, this franchise, were willing to part ways with some of that contract, willing to pay a portion of Justin Verlander's contract, yes, I'm taking Justin Verlander and the plethora of experience that he has, the fact that he's appeared in postseason games, and the fact that he's coming off a season last year in which he was basically the AL Cy Young winner, you can't convince me that Jose Quintana was actually the better pitching option. I just want to know this. At 248-539-9797 and ticket text to 97136. Have you lost complete faith in this Tigers organization? Because at this point, there are some very easy and manageable trades that are probably going to happen, okay? Yes, I realize we still have 17 days to go till the trade deadline. Actually, 18. I want to make sure I do my math correctly. There's a reason I'm here on Sports Talk Radio and not, you know, obviously a mathematician somewhere. 18 days till the trade deadline. Justin Wilson's going to go, I have to believe. JD Martinez is going to go. Of course, you wonder if Alex Avila is going to go, but I have to believe he will. Those are the easy ones, okay? But what is the job of a general manager of an organization when you're at a crossroads? Making difficult decisions. And the Tigers have flat out said to the fan base, they are going into a rebuild. They are cutting payroll. They won't say the word rebuild, but we know what's coming. But the Tigers are hesitant to go all in. Look at the White Sox and what they've been able to do the last 2 years. There's no guarantee that these prospects are going to pan out. Zero guarantee that these guys are going to be stars. But the White Sox said, screw it. Chris Sale, bye. Four premier prospects from the Boston Red Sox. Jose Quintana, see ya. Even though he was cheap, even though he was kind of young, they said, the hell with it. Not winning anything right now, not winning anything for the next few years. Let's go get some prospects from the Cubs and hope that they develop into everyday type of talent. The Tigers, meanwhile, they continue to tread water. They continue to do it the Kenny Holland way, the Red Wings way, apparently right now, and just kind of hang around and hang around in hopes that maybe they'll be able to spike up or rise up and somehow make the playoffs. It's not how it works. It's just not. Now the White Sox, they got a young nucleus. They got some young players that have a chance. Maybe they'll be at the top of the AL Central in 3 years by 2020. The Tigers, if they continue to go down this road and they get a couple of prospects for Alex Avila, JD Martinez, Justin Wilson, maybe an Ian Kinsler, that's not going to be enough to get this rebuild going. It's not going to be enough to actually get the Tigers headed in the right direction. Michael Fulmer, that would be the guy that would be able to net you what Jose Quintana just got for the White Sox.
And let's not forget, they traded Adam Eaton, the White Sox did, and they got the Nationals' top prospect.
Thank you very much.
So that right there, they're already ahead of the Tigers.
Way ahead. Meanwhile, the Tigers, they just seem dead set on not doing anything, standing pat at least for now, instead of going out there and taking advantage of a Cubs team that clearly has a second World Series on the mind. But 248-539-9797, ticket text is at 97136. This struck a chord with me. I'm angry. I'm pissed. I know there were people on social media earlier today, Tigers fans, you know, openly wondering why I was so mad, why this is such a terrible thing. Guys, you got to go all in on a rebuild. If you don't, this is going to take even longer. This is going to take 5, 6, 7 years before you're potentially a team that can actually compete. The Tigers have no talent in this farm system. You got to acquire as much as humanly possible in the here and now by that July 31st trade deadline. They missed a huge piece trying to take advantage of the Cubs. 97-1 the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.